Our first reading today follows on from the great hymn in Colossians that we have in the first chapter, which was read yesterday. And that hymn gives us the confidence that all things are made and renewed in Christ Jesus through his self-giving on the cross. Today's reading affirms that all of humanity is reconciled. There is no longer an alien or a stranger. There is only amongst all of humanity, brother and sister. And these are powerful words for us to contemplate, as a church on this particular day we are gathered at the call of Pope Francis to pray in a special way for the situation in Syria, for the people of all sides, that they may discover each other as brother and sister, may discover these words are in fact true, and the divisions which ideology and even the divisions which religion bring about are the falsehood that would need to evaporate in the face of reality. Enmity is the falsehood that slowly evaporates in the face of enmity. We are brothers and sisters, all of us, and as the Christian people who hold on to this with the special and more profound faith because of Jesus Christ, it is our greater duty then to show forth that truth, not regarding anybody as enemy, but rather as brother and sister, and let our correction arise not from an attitude of being enemy, but rather from an attitude of correcting our brother or correcting our sister. That would circumvent the need for armed warfare in any situation. It would circumvent this need to the degree that the arms sellers can no longer make these vast and obscene profits from the deaths of so many, many innocent people. And even the guilty are redeemed by Christ, and it is that redemption we are called to draw them toward, so that they may realize that their actions of evil are in fact the falsehood which will evaporate before the light of God, before the light of the gospel. Today's gospel dovetails in a very special way with this unity of all people as brothers and sisters. The Pharisees did not recognize Jesus' disciples as their brothers, and so were vastly critical of them for, in the Pharisees' point of view, breaking the law of the Sabbath. The strange thing is that the disciples were not breaking the law of the Sabbath, because the law of gleaning also applies for the Sabbath, that you have a right when there is a public way through a field, if you are hungry, and only if you're hungry, to take some of the ripe fruit or ripe corn and to use it so that you may not perish on your journey. And everybody gets hungry on a journey. Rich people and poor people get hungry on a journey. So that these few meters on either side of a public access through a field are there also to be used by our brothers and sisters who hunger and thirst equally on their journey. The Pharisees never saw this. They only saw the law as separating good from bad, rather than uniting all people and breaking down the boundaries of society and of differences in wealth, so that from the experience of all being brother and sister, we may more freely give to one another those things which will make this title brother and sister in Christ also a physical and an experienced reality. The onus is on us not to separate, but to unite. Not to remove nourishment, but to give it. Not to fight against peace, but to be the source of it. And we give this all because Christ has given us so much more than we can ever imagine. Amen.